And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court, Justin Terrence Kennedy appeared before Judge Ferris for a plea cutoff hearing. Kennedy entered a guilty plea to operating while intoxicated, with the prosecution agreeing not to enhance the charge to OWI. During the hearing, Kennedy confirmed he was operating a vehicle in Bad Axe on East Huron Road near Eastside Tire after consuming vodka. He acknowledged the blood test result of 0.299 and admitted to refusing a roadside breath test. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for July 30th at 9:30 a.m., with existing bond conditions remaining in effect. And a Caro man is being held in the Tuscola County Jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed to be a minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures Michigan, Jacob Comperta was taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators alleged he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this time, but officials say the case does remain active. Records indicate Comperta was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder or by strangulation. He was released on parole in the August of 2025. Authorities say Comperta remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail as the investigation continues. Additional information is expected to be released if and when it becomes available. And a Huron County woman has been sentenced following a guilty plea for retail fraud. Melissa May Cool appeared in court regarding a May 16, 2026 incident at the Walmart in Bad Axe. During the hearing, Cool admitted to concealing items in her purse and consuming merchandise with her son while accompanied by her daughter. This conviction marks a second offense following a 2009 charge for third-degree retail fraud. Judge Ferris sentenced Cool to 30 days in the Huron County Jail with credit for one day served. To allow for her employment, the court ordered the sentence to be served on consecutive weekends, beginning on July 10th of 2026. Cool is responsible for $590.33 in total fines, costs, and restitution. And we'll be right back after this message from Flannery Auto Mall.
When it comes to Chevy, nobody in the Thumb does it like Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Drive the 2026 Chevrolet Equinox LT all-wheel drive EvoTex leather heated seats and wheel power liftgate, dual zone climate, power seat, rain sense wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liner, Chevy safety assist, and more. Just $325 a month. Need a truck? The 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew LT four-wheel drive brings heated seats and wheel, 20-inch aluminum wheels, all-terrain tires, power seat, full trailering with brake controller, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. Only $360 a month. Or go compact and capable with the 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LT. Heated seats and wheel, rear cross traffic alert, lane alert, blind zone alert, and more. Just $249 a month. It's time to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The Thumbs Hub for Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with $2,000 down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.